Well, that's a two-pointer in my league. But, I'm shooting the ball a lot better now, and, you know, just a little practice, you know. It was good to get out there and compete against the guys.
Hey, Russell, doing your thing in Las Vegas, how much bigger differences did they put on you being able to shoot the ball on a regular basis?
Well, you have to, you know, because there's a lot of big guys down there. You're not going to get too far, you know. And there's a lot of practice over the year, you know, getting my stroke together. And, you know, I just did a good job today a little bit.
How was Reno? Give us a description of what that experience was like.
Reno was different. You know, I'm a adult now, so I don't have anybody looking over my shoulder. You know, I try to stay out the casinos, you know, try to stay in the gym. But I did a good job of that.
Sounds like that has given you the opportunity of what's ahead. Talk about, I guess, your next goal here and what you got coming up in the next month or so.
Yeah, you know, I was able to develop in the league, and it opened up some opportunities for me. And I'm going to play this summer with the Magic. And I'll go down there July 1st, and we'll see how that goes, and hopefully it goes well.
Russ, when you're talking to NBA teams, what are they telling you as far as feedback on maybe what you need to do?
Well, you know, a lot of the guys just say, you know, just, you know, continue to shoot the ball well and just show that I can do one thing great. You know, I don't have to do a lot of things. Just show I can do one thing great. You know, and for me, that's been defense, so I got to step that up, and I've been trying to work at that as much.
Old guys out here still have it, apparently?
Old guys still got it, and but those guys are talented. You know, they're going to be a great team, and they got great leadership. Great inside presence, too, so it's going to be good, and I can't wait to see him play.
Sean said there's potential this year for this year's team that they have coming in and coming back to be better than the championship.
I don't know about that. Nah, I'm not. They ain't even coming close. I mean, nah, they're not coming close, but they're going to definitely do a good job, and I know Sean's going to do a great job of leading them.
They can still win it all, but they just won't be as good.
They can still win it all, but I don't think it's ain't going to be nothing close to us. Just, you know. That's just my opinion.
Why were you intent on the NBDL, not Europe? A lot of these guys go make big bucks in Europe.
Well, you know, for me, it wasn't all about the money. You know, it was about my happiness, and I wasn't necessarily happy over there. And I come back, and I'm chasing my dream, and I think that's what life is about, you know, living it up.
Where were you, Greece?
I was in Turkey, a small town like 4 hours from Istanbul, and it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Describe me, what were the difficult parts about being over there?
Well, you know, it was a culture shock, of course, and then you know, the town I had, it was, you know, for a young person, I don't think it was, you know, the best situation. And a lot of my teammates agreed with me. So, you know, I came back and I had a good time enjoying it.
There was no Reno, huh?
No Reno, yeah.